The band The Pretenders has released its 9th studio album, Break Up the Concrete. This time around, the band's founder, Chrissy Hynde, has surrounded herself with an entirely new group of pretenders. Hynde is now in her mid-50s, and rock critic Ken Tucker says she's one of a number of middle-aged rockers who've released vital new albums.
There was a red brick road that I grew up on, and a pretty stone wall around a figuring lawn. Fish in the pond, it's a bubble in the dawn, but it ain't no more with a cup of popcorn. Whoa, ram, cram it, a grit slam, break the concrete. Broad sod it, metal rod it, break the concrete. Thwack it, crack it, line back it, break the concrete. Shake it, bake it, earthquake it, break the concrete, break the concrete, break the concrete.
I'm not saying 50 is the new 20, but I'll put new releases by Lindsey Buckingham, Jackson Browne, and in particular Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, ahead of many other current recordings. Buckingham's new collection, Gift of Screws, finds the former Fleetwood Mac man continuing his mostly one-man band experiments in a manner that, remarkable for an artist working in virtual isolation, is free of self-absorption and full of curiosity about the current world. Jackson Browne's Time the Conqueror isn't afraid to echo his greatest 70s album, The Pretender, because he knows that sound yields his most heartfelt and hard-headed inspiration. And as for Chrissy Hynde, well, she's gathered up a new batch of pretenders and wants you to know that she's still up for some adventure, some anger, and some lust.
And I'm your whore and gay, kill Buddha, please. Pity humble little peasant that's begging on her knees. Illusion fills my head like an empty can. I spent a million lifetimes loving the same man. Whoa, every drop that run through the vein always make its way back to the heart again. And by the way, you look fantastic in your boots of Chinese plastic.
Chrissy Hynde, who spent much of her recent time living in Europe, returned to her native Akron, Ohio, to both open a vegan restaurant and record her new album in less than 2 weeks. With new pretenders including the great drummer Jim Keltner, Break Up the Concrete has the forward momentum of music that needed to be made, melodies and sentiments that Hynde sounds eager to get out into the world. She draws upon everything from rockabilly to Bob Dylan, as she did on the track I just played, Boots of Chinese Plastic. And she's reached back to electric blues for one of the album's standout tracks, an aching shout-out called Rosalie.
Rosalie! Where you been so long?
As that song proves, Hynde's remarkable voice is in great shape, morphing from a wail to a howl, only to slither into an intimate, confiding croon. One of my favorite songs here is the sinuous equivalent of a low-down B-movie called Almost Perfect. Deep into the song, she sings, "Unemployable, illegal, you're a whole film by Don Siegel." And I get the feeling she's thinking more of The Killers or Coogan's Bluff than of that director's Dirty Harry.
Narcissistic, anorexic, so unstuck but so pretty. I love you. Virilata, very donkey, you're the only truth in this city. Don't ever change. Don't change good champagne for some sad idiot and then complain. That's good advice. Two black eyes is not the best one to advise. She's already been told twice. Don't ever change. Why would you ever change?
change. You're almost perfect. You're almost perfect. You're almost perfect.
This is an album made by someone who's seen and experienced a lot but isn't looking back with nostalgia. Every song is about living in the present and using experience as a strength, as a code of behavior, dealing with people, be they lovers or enemies, with an almost ruthless straightforwardness. The collection's theme isn't as simplistic as honesty is the best policy. Chrissie Hynde is too sly and aware of her own artistic deviousness for that. But the music is an impeccable demonstration of why holing up in a studio and knocking out an unruly album in a matter of days can yield music that just might hold up for years of thrills and chills.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Break Up the Concrete by The Pretenders.